Hi, everybody. I'm David Stoller. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey.
It's good to be here, and it's good to be sober, and it wasn't always that way. Thanks, Scott, for putting me on the spot. And it's always a privilege and an honor to be asked to share in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, especially the High Desert Big Book group. I know a lot of people in this room, and a lot of you I've never seen, but this was my home group for several years when I lived here in the Antelope Valley. And it was a meeting took me a long time to come here because I just heard things and I wasn't about that, you know. And you know what? I started coming here and I kept coming because I heard the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I saw the program of Alcoholics Anonymous at work in the fellowship in this group. And not all groups are like that. So if you're here, you're fortunate that you have a meeting like this that you can come to and hear and see the message of Alcoholics Anonymous. My sobriety date is December 16th, 2009. It's not my first sobriety date. Since February 1986, I've taken 4 1-year cakes, 3 3-year cakes, 2 9-year cakes, and just celebrated 15 years. I am a slow learner. And you know, I come to Alcoholics Anonymous in 1986 with a minor crack problem, and I was not an alcoholic. I was not an alcoholic, and you know, I spent 20 years in and out of the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous as a crackhead, masquerading as an alcoholic. I knew that there were answers here for me, but you see, I'd never taken a drink in my life I didn't want to take. I smoked a lot of crack I didn't want to smoke, but I hadn't taken a drink I didn't want to take, see? It's kind of hard to qualify for Alcoholics Anonymous if you're not taking drinks you don't want to take. You know? Long before I ever took a drink, I suffered from the spiritual malady that we talk about, this separation from my Creator. However you want to look at that is up to you. Page 52 of our book talks about, we call those the bedevilments. And in a nutshell, it says that sober, not just drunk, sober. My thoughts about myself and my usefulness to the world is I am just one big POS. And it's got nothing to do with my drinking. That's me sober. The doctor's opinion puts it succinctly as restless, irritable, and discontent, unless I can have the ease and comfort that comes from taking a few drinks, drinks which I see people like my wife take with impunity. But I'm 4 years old and I'm separate. I've got the bedevilments. I start stealing. At 8 years old, I discover the high of sugar, and I'm the candy dealer at school, and I've got the bedevilments. And at 10 or 11, video games come out, and I get hooked on Pac-Man and Asteroids and all those video games, and I would do anything to play video games that I did for drugs and alcohol to fill up that God-shaped hole. You know, and at the late age of 12, I had I got buzzed for the first time. And that was the closest I had ever come to feeling a part of, you know. And I spent the next 29 years, you know, not being able to get enough, not being able to get enough of what almost works. You know? Drugs and alcohol almost filled that hole. So I run around Alcoholics Anonymous. I said I come here in 1986, and I run around Alcoholics Anonymous in and out and in and out, and I'm the AA poster boy, and there's some people in this room that know that story and have lived that same story, and they come in, and we go to a bunch of meetings, and we half-ass take the steps, and we get a quarter measure sponsor, and we get a bunch of service commitments, and we think we're doing the deal, and we're running around basically trying to outrun our disease. You know, look at me, look what I'm doing in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I become a prisoner of Alcoholics Anonymous, or so I think. I'm just a prisoner of my delusion of thinking that I've got to be a superstar in Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah. And what I am today is the best I can ever be in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's a sober member in good standing. And all that means is I'm sober. I have a sponsor who knows that he's my sponsor. I regularly attend some meetings. You know, I have an AA address. It doesn't mean I go to a meeting every day or 3 meetings a day or anything like that. And I sponsor some guys, and I know that I sponsor them because they show up at my house for an hour every week. And I have a few commitments. And then, oh, by the way, out there, where nobody gives a shit about my sobriety date, I'm a fine person, as somebody just said, these fine people. You know, I was never accused of being a fine person. You know. But what happens to me is, you know, I run around, and like I said, I'm just a crackhead. All the times I go out on crack. I would go drink, but guess what? I go to the bar. I go to the shithole beer bar. I go to the Britisher over here, right? And get a pitcher of beer, shoot some pool, maybe or maybe not meet Miss right now, and go home. I could go to work. I could pay my bills. And I could stop if I had to. But you see, in all that time, I never tried to control and enjoy my drinking. I tried to control and enjoy cocaine and other things. And, you know, if you're trying to control and enjoy crack, it's kind of like, you know, eating a whole box of X-Lax and trying not to go to the bathroom. It doesn't work. Right? No, it doesn't work. And so, you know, I could do that. And you know what happened at 9.5 years? I 3 years out of prison, and I'm clean and sober, and I'm running around Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm working, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life, and I got a shit ton of money in the bank, and I'm dating a girl I shouldn't be dating, and I'm a coward, and I can't get out of relationships, you know, so I get loaded. And I pick the real sick ones because they stay, right? I get loaded and they stay, but I can finally drink and use like I want to drink and use. I can stay loaded indefinitely. Right? So I don't know about you, the problem with doing that stuff is not doing it. The problem is when you run out. Because I'm back to the bedevilments, and I don't have that solution that almost works. And so I spent 3 years becoming an alcoholic. You see, I had never tried to control and enjoy my drinking. The first paragraph of chapter 4 talks about, it gives us two things to qualify as an alcoholic. When you want to quit entirely, like forever, never drink again, I know it's a hard concept, right? I never want to drink again. I can't stay stopped. Or when I go drink, I can't control the amount that I take. Little or no control. Now, you see, I had never tried to control. So I never knew if I was an alcoholic because I never tried to control it. Okay? I tried to control that other stuff. I knew I couldn't do that. But now I'm trying to control and enjoy my drink. I'm trying to have that buzz that we say in Alcoholics Anonymous we never wanted to have. When I was young, I just wanted to get shit-faced because I had a reputation to build. You know, I had to make news. Whether it's good news or bad news, you were going to talk about what David Starr did at the party. Right? Usually wasn't good. No. But now I just want a half-pint buzz. And I can't do it. And I can't stop. And I tried to kill myself. And it didn't work. And I show up in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I hate you people for 3.5 years. You know, Scott remembers when I got here. Lanny remembers when I got here. It wasn't going to work for me. But, you know, I wouldn't take the steps. And finally, I get to that point where that hole is so big, and I know I can't drink, and I know I can't get loaded. And I don't want to do Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not going to work for me. I've given my wife enough sober time that we're even. I got loaded for a little over 3 years. I've been sober for a little over 3 years. We're even. I could die at peace. And I show up at the Grange to get a free cigarette. Many of you have given me free cigarettes and still continue to do. One of these days I'll make amends and pay you back. But anyway, 3.5 years, I decide, in 3.5 years, as Jimmy Roberts likes to say, drying a popcorn fart, don't light a cigarette around me because I'll combust, you know. And something changed and the switch was flipped. And I became willing to do whatever it took to stay sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, and the big book talks about going to any lengths. And let's talk about it. Am I willing to take some steps? Am I willing to trust God, clean house, take the steps, and share it with another human being? Oh, and act right out there where they don't care that I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and treat me special because I'm sober like so many of us do in Alcoholics Anonymous, like we cut each other to slack. Well, you're still sober. You're going to prison for life, but you're still sober. Right? And so that's the any lengths that I go to today. And I got to do that. And Scott and I shared a sponsor for a while. We don't share underwear, clothes, wives, but we shared a sponsor. And you know what? I think Dave would be looking down on the man that Scott and I have become in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I think that's pretty cool. You know? So if you're new, Or you've been here for a while and just haven't done anything. And you're about ready to combust. You're desperate. We have an answer for you. And it's 12 steps, and that's the only one. Thanks.